menstrual cups were first developed in the 19th century, so this isn't a new idea. Obviously, people have been menstruating and having periods since the dawn of people.
Imagine an image of the menstrual cup in front of you on a 30 by 40 foot billboard in Times Square in 1961. It's hard to believe that such a thing happened, but menstrual cups are some of the oldest still existing products for periods. They've been around for longer than pads and tampons. Leona Watson-Chalmers, a Broadway actress, tried to popularize cups in the early 1960s. So why did her company fail? And why don't more people use cups? Angela Garbus is a Seattle-based author of books on parenting, mothering, motherhood, and care work.
We didn't understand what menstruation was for a long time. Pliny the Elder, back in Greek times, wrote about how menstruating people, if they entered a room, you know, flowers would wilt and die, right? There's a lot of misunderstanding and shame around this really basic process. I think that keeping it as something that's dirty, that's a mess that you have to dispose of, sort of keeps menstruating people and women quiet and ashamed of this very, very basic biological process, which is the foundation of human health and reproduction.
Menstrual cups require users to come into contact with their own bodies and bodily fluids.
There's nothing wrong with these things. They're completely normal. If people had a better understanding of periods and menstruation, we'd have a healthier society.
As cultural attitudes surrounding menstruation shift, the menstrual cup has continued to gain in popularity. Since over a quarter of the Earth's population needs affordable, sustainable menstrual products, that popularity is likely to continue growing.